Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Heat by Susan Stone with Melody Sumner Carnahan. Thank you for listening.
Blame it on the ozone or the smog, whatever you want, but I think it's the ozone. Just the ozone is doing it all and keeping the weathermen say it keeps the clouds up in the sky or prevents the sun to getting through or whatever. But that's the only explanation I can think of.
It tells you on television, don't do anything in this heat. Rest. And I generally sit either in the living room, and then I sit there and I look at my television sometimes, and that's the way I manage. And then when it's time for my food, around 11:45, I get my food from the Meals on Wheels.
Attracted millions to settle, vacation, or retire in its subtropical climate and on its beautiful beaches. Miami Beach is on a slim thread of land nearly 4 miles east of Miami between Biscayne Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. Collins Avenue, named after the man who first saw development possibilities in this former mangrove swamp, extends the full length of the beach for about 8 miles. Visit the elegant shops on Lincoln Road Mall and see the views from the causeways to Miami Beach and the yacht business, including the huge Miami
Arena. From here, I can see the water with all the cut glass and sand on one shore, and that highway holding it back on the other. From here, that water looks like a bruise when it's cloudy, but when it's bright, why, that bridge traffic glare about burns my eyes. But now, inside here, there's just this mirror, and this dresser, and my bed, and parts of these other pieces I've lived on. You know, it seems like the color is just about coming off the walls and draining off into these corners and pooling up all yellow there, but I think I'm imagining that.
Heat and light exert a considerable influence on different types of tissues and plant life. Their vital functions are conditioned by temperature and radiance. In a world dominated by heat and light, living things are muted, become inactive. Surfaces reflect temperature and radiance, and are impossible to touch. Mirages obscure perspective, objects recede, and distances are out of reach.
This room seems big enough for me. Of course, there isn't much of me in it, but then that's the only thing in it. Sometimes I go downstairs and watch TV. I watch the news, which ends at 7:30. And then maybe I'll come back up here and cook something to eat. And I eat, usually sitting in the window when it's hot. And I watch all that bridge traffic. You know, it's not a bad place to be. Only maybe it could be cleaner. Like those places you can check into, and the toilets have a white strip across them that you can, well, that you have to tear off.
Along the shoreline, people huddle like flotsam and live on jetsam. They are born in the heat of a saline solution, and here on this thin skin of earth, they live between chance and death in the heat-baked climate of a southern sea. Their lives are punctuated by urban congestion and construction. Some study their steaming landscape with telescopes and microscopes, and some pull the camera back, draw the blinds, and think of Arctic ice. But their lives are equally governed by a law of thermodynamics. The ice pack melts, the tide rises and sweeps the land clean.
Yes, Paul. That is exactly what I think.
Dad. Showers developing tomorrow and not as warm as the high of 77. With the winds out of the west at 22 miles per hour, it's currently 80 degrees.
When it gets out, people try to kill each other.
I don't know the other folks here. People leave you alone. I've heard tell now that this is more like God's waiting room than a hotel. You know, here folks check in before they check out. But for me, well, it's home for now. It's raining. Well, that's okay. Because they say on the TV that it's what we need. No, it's all right here. And I'm fine and all. I'm fine. You know what I mean?
What I used to like best about this place was the colors and the light. Light on the water, light in the early morning and the late afternoon, and the pink houses and the white hotels and the flashy cars. And the cars look as fast as they used to, but they don't get you anywhere fast anymore. There's too much of everything, and it's slowing everything down. When you can't go as fast as you used to, you wonder if it's your age slowing you down or the traffic. You know, it is like the air is now too thick for for moving.
The heat sweeps the deserts with parching winds. It muffles the tropics with humidity. In the cities, it is trapped in concrete canyons and asphalt mazes. In the city, the heat traps the living who retreat before the glare and the furnace. Eventually, like forms of baked and fired clay, the bodies disintegrate and bone turns to sediment. The law has a simple translation. If they want to live, they have to die. And so, as the tar melts on paper roofs and the heat begins to hum, breathing becomes important.
Got a bet. I'll start with two. So you're two and raise you one.
There's...
Okay, I see that.
One, two,
the dealer will
three,
take the same.
Four, or five at times. Of the same group.
You roll.
Of six. I have cold beer and icebox and brandy and bourbon on the side in the kitchen if they want any help themselves. And the youngest of them is 62.
You have six, three, and two.
And
I'll see your two.
The first hand was dealt.
Three of kind.
He never finished.
You can play it high-low.
Popped over on the floor.
Oh, okay.
He died. Heart attack. Zip on the floor. He was turning green. Quite a character. You get to be my age, there's none of your age left. Truthfully, they're all gone. Because men have died or moved away.
Durante el día está bonito y caliente. Y puedo escucharlo. Es muy caliente y tengo que mantener las cortinas y las ventanas cerradas para mantener la casa fresca. During the day, it's pretty hot on the waterfront, and it can get really low. So I keep the window closed and the blind down. At night, I open the window and open the blind again to let the air in, but the noise comes back in too. But in the morning, I close the blind and shut the window, and that cool air will stay in all day and the noise is out. And then it's just me and the baby. So we'll stay in here where it's cold. And then maybe at night, I'll open the window again and let the air back in. Next day, I'll close the window and lower the blind.
No importa que esté muy caliente afuera, mientras esté con mi hijo aquí adentro de la casa. Todo el tiempo que esté aquí adentro con mi hijo estaré bien. No importa que esté muy caliente afuera, mientras esté con mi hijo aquí adentro de la casa. Todo el tiempo que esté aquí adentro con mi hijo estaré bien.
The song of an ocean might translate into the tune that water plays on sand, piers, and boats. Its score is inscribed on 1,000 dunes, and its rhythm is etched in the shoreline. To many, this is music, but by the time many are attuned to hear it, it is noise. And yet, it is as silent as the grave. A vast sludge smothers much of its marine life, blocked with the wash of overproductive land. The seabed is strangled. Here at the bottom, heat escapes and seeks altitude, burns through the thinning film of soil. As light disintegrates in the fall of Earth, the radioactivity of a silent crust disintegrates into heat, which cuts the descent in its rise. And so, as the tar melts on paper roofs and the heat begins to hum, breathing becomes important.
You've been listening to Heat, written and produced by Susan Stone. The performers, Deborah Allen, Eric Bowersfeld, Dan Cooney, David McBurney, and Estela Maria Quinteros, with music by Barney Jones of Earwax Productions, San Francisco. Heat is an original commission of the New Music America Festival, Miami 1988, in collaboration with Stephen Malagodi and WLRN for their series New Music, New Radio. One to Win is also a commission of the New Music America Miami Festival. Created by sound artist Helen Thorington, its subject is horses and horse racing. But it is also about the perspective of the microphone and its limitations. To deal with these limitations and at the same time present a work in which the crucial components of the horse race are present, Thorington moves quickly and deliberately from one location to another, from the horses racing to the announcer describing to the spectators watching and listening, both inside the building and out. The method evokes the hectic atmosphere of the race and the swiftness with which one is over and another just like it begun. One to Win by Helen Thorington.
$2 exactas.
Number one to win.
The horses are nearing the starting gate, less than 1 minute to post time.
The horses are nearing the starting gate, less than 1 minute to post time.
like a 579 Perfecta box. Nine one, nine ten, nine twelve. $4 a win on a nine.
Nine one twelve, a $1 try.
Yeah, give me $25 to win on a nine.
The horses have reached the starting gate. It is now post time. The horses have reached the starting gate. It is now post time. They leave the chute and move on to the main track. They leave the chute and move on to the main track. The first quarter in 22 and 4, the half in 46. They move midway round the turn. The first quarter in 22 and 4, the half in 46. They move midway round the turn. They're at the top of the stretch. They're at the top of the stretch. They come past the eighth pole. They come past the eighth pole. They come to the final 16th. They come to the final 16th. The judges have now posted the complete order of finish. This result is not official. Result is not official. The result is now official, and the winner, number 5, Cold Spot, a bay gelding by Yukon from Smart Helen. A bay gelding by Yukon from Smart Helen. From Smart Helen. From Smart Helen.
One to Win was conceived and produced by Helen Thorington, with thanks to Mrs. Anne French Thorington and the staff of Maple Leaf Farm in Malvern, Pennsylvania, the Fairhill Training Center in Fairhill, Maryland, and the Calder Racecourse in Miami, Florida.
You just heard Heat by Susan Stone with Melody Sumner Carnahan, broadcast by New American Radio.